Yeah, Starship to start us off. We've built this city on rock and roll. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 27th of February. How are you, folks? Good morning to you.
Good morning, every folk body out there.
Yeah, every PJ's folk. Literally been on his knees. Now, it's not worshipping at the altar of me or anything like that.
Surprisingly so.
Yeah. No, what were you doing on your knees?
I'm trying to get the internet's not working again. It's gone.
It's a good job you're very technical like that, isn't it?
I just wiggle wires.
It's a good job you're so sort of, you know, naturally gifted in the old DIY
I'm
area.
I'm a wire wiggler, you know.
That's it.
So I wiggle the wires until hopefully something happens.
That's been said about you before.
Well, now I've wiggled the wires and I'm wire wiggling away. And
is it working?
Well, no, I'm going to have to go down there and pull the wire off myself.
Okay.
Because I can't see. I seem to figure it out.
Just whatever wire you see, pull it.
I'm going to, yeah.
Grand.
Let me have a quick look down here now and pull the wires.
Right, well, PJ's down there pulling his wires. 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Lily White has been on. I'll just tell you this as you're working.
Yeah.
Can you multitask? Can you listen and work at the same time?
I'll try, yeah.
Okay.
I won't be able to focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the Lily White's been on. He's taken his missus out, so that in itself is worthy of celebration.
I'm not sure
that woman has ever been released from whatever chamber he holds her in.
Yeah, I'm delighted to hear it. Make sure that happens more often. Thank you very much.
It's a long time since he kidnapped her, but apparently you've finally letting her out tonight. To go and see Christy Dignam in Newbridge, no less.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
So there you go.
Christy's brilliant. What a showman.
Yeah, absolutely. Lily White and Mrs. Lily White, enjoy your momentary freedom. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day.
Have a great
and enjoy
day.
Christy. And sure, head off for them and the lads afterwards, why not?
Yeah, just send
make
a note.
Make a proper night of it.
Send a note, Mrs. Lily White, send a note up to Christy saying, help me, he has me captive.
Sure, isn't Christy very well behaved himself these days?
Yeah. He's an absolute model of citizenship.
I was going to say good health, but I don't think...
Yeah, he probably wouldn't necessarily agree
if
himself.
If he was here, you'd go, would you shut up?
Right, look who's back on, Mary and P.
I can't see anything because I've no blinkering.
Well, I'm telling you.
I'll have to trust that you're reading it out.
Oh, right. You'll have to trust what I say.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't like, I'm not comfortable with it either.
God, look at this WhatsApp that came in. Hi, lads. Why do you even let PJ on the show? Why?
Yeah.
Surely Jim and Mike are way more talented. Jeez, that's terrible. Somebody texting that in.
Just sorry. What's the name on that? What's the name on that? That's terrible.
Anyway, I wish I could have thought of something more original. Right, anyway, Mary and P are back on. And apparently JP is wishing us a happy birthday. He's saying that it's Classic Hits' birthday today. He's telling us we're 11.
Wow! Happy very birthday to us then.
Yeah, apparently so.
And you know the way I love a birthday?
You do?
We'll be having a cock-a-millish. There'll be a little bit of a cock-a-millish
later.
Not like
you to not mention a birthday.
Happy very birthday
to us.
To me.
Oh, it's you now, is it? It's all about you.
Hey, am I a part of this machine or not?
Jonathan's in Perth. He's checking in, listening as always.
How are you, Jonathan?
He says he's actually working. He's in work on a mine site northwest of Australia.
Of course he is. They're going to a mine site in Australia.
Yeah.
That's the type of job only Australia can give you, isn't it?
I mean, literally, the relevance of us on a mine site in the northwest of Australia is probably minimal.
It can be mad, though, isn't it? Like, you can't go to work on a mine site in Wicklow or Dublin or, you know...
Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
There he is. There's more mine sites than there's bars over there. Such a mad old country.
Right, and also, Pa the Plaster is about to do you a solid, right?
Right, good on you, man.
He's decided to put the whole thing about, does Leitrim really exist or not? He's going to put it to the test.
Well, we know it doesn't.
He says he's supposed to be heading up there to a stag tomorrow.
Right, well.
So if it does exist, he'll put up pictorial evidence.
Yeah, go on there with that. You'll be sitting at the table with the local aliens and everything, will you? Sitting there with they'd be talking alien languages, the old spaceship left in Sligo.
Yeah, what'll happen to him is as soon as he gets in there, they'll induct him into the whole kind of conspiracy theory. They'll bribe him into going back and telling them.
That's if he finds it at all.
Well,
he'll just
be
driving around and around, and then you'll find a place that they call Carrick and Shannon, which is actually in Sligo, which they use as a fake Leitrim, so tourists can think they were there. They weren't.
The Pirate Queen wants us to wish her daughter Emma O'Malley a happy birthday. It's her 37th birthday today. Apparently.
Happy very birthday to
She's
you.
She's a full-time mum and student in Maynooth. My God, that must take up your time, I tell you.
Well, it's our birthday today. We're a full-time radio station. and light, students of life.
Well, that's very true. Right. Look, there's loads more in there. Apologies if we haven't gotten to it yet. But anyway, thanks a million. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. PJ's about to take on the birthdays. Are you still pulling at your wires?
Yeah. I'm trying to make them work.
There's no sign of internet.
No, my wires are dead.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. Sarah Classic Hits. Thursday, 27th of February, 17 and a half minutes past six. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, touching distance of the weekend. And a belated happy birthday to Dublin Bus Dave. Dublin Bus Dave hit level 4 yesterday, the big 4-0. And he sent us in a picture of the cake that his missus and his family and all that got for him.
And I can see it because the internet's back working for me.
Well done.
Good stuff.
That's a good looking cake, isn't
it? Happy very birthday, Dave. Welcome to the fourth floor. It's all right up here.
Yeah, yeah. View is fantastic, Dave.
It is actually, yeah. Look at the face on me, sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
And so you're another floor above us now. You're on the fifth floor. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm in senior management. I've got a corner office.
He is. Everybody above office. Him is dead.
It's in the clouds.
Yeah, they're in the clouds.
sugar, I'm out there moving me little thing here. Look, I'll have to take a guess on where it was. But anyway, right. You ready for some birthdays?
I think I am.
Okay.
I'm finally settled.
Right. It is this lady's birthday. Hope I got the lady bit.
Because he always starts to your PJ.
That was blooming good. Now, I chose that bit simply because it was you yodeling. But of course, that's the lady whose birthday it is.
Well, the parson said, do you promise always to be true? My cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. Ready, Jim? Then he started to yodel.
Yodel. Why are you laughing? Something funny about that. That was perfectly chill.
It sounds like he's going, biscuit with me tea. Could I have a biscuit with me tea? Me feet are killing me, grab a biscuit with me, G.
Yes, another career we launched on this very show.
Cleona Hagen, of course. She was great crack, yeah. I have to say. Cleona, I really liked her.
Doing very well for herself. She's won awards and everything since she was she used to hang out with us.
You're right, we launched her career. I think it's safe to say.
Like, she's one of the biggest on the Irish kind of country music scene.
Yeah, she is. I don't like. Okay, let's be honest. I was going to tell lies. I know nothing about the Irish country scene. But I do know she's great crack.
Yeah.
And I do know that.
She was very good to come in and put up with us.
Yeah, it was great crack. But that was a funny day. That was a very funny day doing the yodeling.
It was a kind
of... Well, here you see me and Jim practicing our yodeling. It was a disgrace to be seen now, and that's the truth.
What do you mean practicing? The end result was a disgrace.
What? That's all it is. Well, I don't believe that at all. I do think the biscuit with me tea. Can I have a biscuit with me tea? Me feet are killing me. Give us a biscuit with me tea. Sounds like two alphas. Anyway, I'm going to say that Cleona Hagen...
Now, Cleona Hagen still... You know, relatively young.
She's in her 30s, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'd say she's like 33, maybe.
33?
33, yeah.
She's not 33 at all.
Oh, jeepers, right.
She's 31.
Oh, sorry very much, Cleona.
Lovely Cleona Hagen, 31.
I apologise terribly. Sorry about that.
Yeah. But you know, since she went on to become famous, she hasn't actually come back to visit us at all.
Not even once.
How quickly they forget.
How quickly you forget. It's as if me and Jim saying... We launched your career wasn't the truth.
Yeah.
How did
it's as though we made that up. That's unreal. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's very unfair of you.
Very unfair.
Come on, get right. Back in here for an old biscuit with the tea.
A biscuit with me tea. Right, here we go. A few other good ones for you, right, as well, to be fair today. Darren Brown.
Oh.
One of our absolute favourites.
We're both, it's safe to say, we're both huge fans
absolutely.
Of Darren Brown.
Absolutely. I have the proud honour of being completely dissed by him at one of his shows.
Oh, what's that story again? What's that story?
The story was I interviewed him on radio and I happened to tell him I was a really big fan and I was going to the show. I didn't get freebies or anything. I actually paid. Well, probably to be fair, Yvonne paid for us to go to the show. And he said, oh my God, well, make sure you come back, say hello. Come backstage, say hello.
That's right.
And I went to the bother of actually having to say to bouncers, no, look, I interviewed Darren, blah, blah, blah. And I went backstage, right?
This is right. And yeah, now I remember.
Standing with a load of... You know, the kind of people who normally stand at, like, a stage door?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Headcases, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was trying to explain to your man, no, seriously, no, look, I'm not just hanging around. Yeah, I actually spoke to him, and And he says, right, yeah, it's only that's his car pulling away now. And on the CCTV monitor, there was him pulling out of the thing. Now, to be fair, his mate rang me and said, look, Darren's really sorry. He's got a really sore throat and eyes. Thought, get lost.
Get out of it. Get out of it.
I've been dissed by better people, you know.
Did you know you made a monkey out of me?
I've been embarrassed and humiliated by people more famous than you.
Darren Brown. I think you're something special. I humiliate myself every day.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't need help humiliating myself.
I wasn't even more humiliated than normal. So there.
Yeah, that's him driving off in his car.
That's so, yeah.
Well, I'll go home, so will I?
Right, so.
I'll leave it.
Can I go in anyway?
See where he was sitting?
Maybe just see what he was eating. he is brilliant.
But I'm
though.
Still a fan.
Yeah, same here.
Still
yeah.
a fan. His book, and I know you've read his book.
Happy.
I listened to it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. About the joys of Stoicism.
Now, I will say, you could skip the first 100 pages of it.
Right, okay.
You could.
And get straight to the nub of it.
And get straight to how to be happy. You know,
right, yeah.
There's so much of it is. The Stoics, back in ancient Greece, in around the turn of the 11th century, made the realization that the worship of... You're like, ah, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not benefiting from this now. I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
And then he gets to a point where he starts actually giving good ways to look at your life.
Yeah, yeah. Very practical kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're getting it, 150 pages, pull them out, put them in the bin, get going from there. I'm going to say he's 50...
That'll make you happy.
That'll make you happy, yeah. 51.
49.
Ah!
49. Right,
I thought
okay.
He was in his 50s, yeah.
Okay, what about the belt, Peter Andre? Would you say Peter Andre's good crack?
I would say Peter Andre is brilliant crack.
Do you get the impression he's probably good crack?
I do. I think he's great crack. I think he looks like a really sound fella.
Yeah, he probably doesn't take himself too seriously, would you say?
Not at all. He married Jordan and he sang silly songs. He does a DIY show in his spare time.
Yeah, that is unusual.
You know, he's a bit of crap.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he knows about as much of DIY as, well, I mean, you're a DIY presenter.
Oh, how dare you insult Peter Andre. I know.
Mean, you and Peter Andre have a lot in common.
How I end
DIY
up.
Shows.
I know.
Abs. Went out with famous women and all.
Went out with a few bogeys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Both have times when you look a little bit orange.
Yeah.
Yours after a heavy weekend.
Mine's more because of a Baraka overdose.
The similarities between you and Peter Andre, and you're not a million miles away in terms of age. There's
no, I wouldn't have thought so because because of his.
I'm gonna dub you the Irish Peter Andre. I think
that's humiliating now on my part. You
know? Right, so
there's
the
nothing
Peter
wrong with the real one. People be saying Peter Andre is he older or younger? Is the question. He's 45.
47.
Ah, fat.
47 he is. And finally, right, I don't know if it's quite fair to call this man a legend, right, but a former United footballer, Ji-Sung Park, is celebrating.
Yeah, he's not a legend. No, he's not a legend. Very good.
But to be fair, he did give one of the greatest chants of all time.
Oh my God, what was that?
That was the one that was it's very racist. Apologies to everybody, but it's...
I think you told me this before.
Ji-Sung Park. This is what the United fans used to sing. Ji-Sung Park, we love thee, right? They eat dogs in your country. Yeah. It could be worse. You could be Scouse eating rats in a council house.
I'm not going to lie. You lost me at the start, but you pulled me back in. That is what an amazing... Like, I know there's nothing to be proud of or laughed at there.
From anybody's point of view. But
we did do a giggle, and isn't football a great thing? Oh, what amazing. Is that the chant?
That's the chant.
They eat dogs in your country, isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah. Could be worse. You could be Scouse eating rats in a council house. That's the bit you enjoyed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, just because I know there's Liverpool fans going, that's disgraceful. Disgraceful, we eat dogs as well. That's what they're saying. Okay, I got to
say. How old is he?
Oh, he's only...
And this, now again, very similar to your good self.
Yeah,
similar ballpark.
I think he might be younger though, is he? 43. Fart off, life almighty. That's what I get for 40. Laughing at terrible jokes. Now, that's it. That's my fault.
It wasn't a joke. It was a football chant.
Well, football chants can be jokes too, I think, as we all know.
Right, so that was a good one today. That was a clean sweep there of none. So well done. Consistency is the key.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been my week now. Although it was all right.
You were going through a purple
yeah,
patch
just
for
an
a while.
Off day. It's just an off day. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Fear not.
Woke up, had a frost in the windscreen. I've been in a bit of trauma. My internet wasn't working. I got within a couple of years of them. I'll take it as a win. And it's my birthday.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks for being at 6:34. How are you today? Friday's
good
Eve,
morning.
Of course.
Morning. It is, but it's my Friday too. Sorry.
Joking me. What you're on about? What have you done? How have you pulled this one off?
I know. I have a little hospital appointment tomorrow, so I have to attend there rather than be here and present with you.
And where's the hospital? In the Bahamas.
Yeah. Might just be a private clinic in Malta, all right now. Yeah. It's not.
Couldn't get an appointment with the Irish Health Service. I had to go to literally the Barbadian one.
Actually, I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's what you can do from the future.
Do it in the future, because you can do that on your health insurance, can't you, on some policies. If the treatment isn't provided here or it's going to take too long, you could opt to have it overseas.
Have it overseas, somewhere in the EU maybe, like it'd be easy enough.
Are you sure this place in the Maldives is qualified? Honestly, trust me.
Why have I never thought of this before? PJ, you are a genius sometimes. Only sometimes.
Oh my God, now she's mentally ill as well. Big movie classic, of course, Bill Medley, Jennifer Warrens, I've Had the Time of My Life, and Two Princes from the Spin Doctors ahead of that, 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 27th of February. I just noticed Kerry Dave was on. Kerry Dave was on saying good morning, and we're going to need Kerry Dave because in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
10th of March, start of Cheltenham.
Good Lord, so it is.
And I can vouch for Kerry Dave's tipping abilities.
You can.
I think we should. Well, I think I'm going to take some Kerry Dave tips.
Mind you, Kerry Dave, the one tip he gave me that you gave him was...
well, okay.
It wasn't a very happy outcome.
Come on, it was fourth. They just missed out on the places. And we did say each way.
I would appreciate some direct messaging, Kerry Dave, please.
Kerry Dave, don't mind him. Don't mind him.
You know
him.
What I mean? I'm just saying, Jim came in, let me just put it this way. Jim was at Leopardstown, right, and he was doing his thing. And he came back and says, that Kerry Dave, I'll tell you something. He put me onto a few great ones there. Oh, I had this winner and I had that winner and I had a place here. Oh, it was fantastic. And he gave me another one. Here it is. And he gave it to me and it lost. So I'm just saying, maybe Kerry Dave, Jim is being very tactical with the way he shares what you tell him. That's all I'm saying.
Trust me, I tell you, Kerry Dave, you want to get on to Kerry Dave now on whatever Instagram and all that sort of stuff. He's a great man for an outsider.
So we've heard, Kerry Dave.
Great man for an outsider. Anyway. So Cheltenham's on the way. So, because I assume we'll be doing our charity bets.
I guess so. You'd have to.
You must gamble responsibly, and when the fun stops, stop, and all those other slogans.
And all the slogans
that we're obliged to say because the BAI give out to us.
Yeah, indeed, all those responsibility slogans.
Yeah, and don't be enjoying too many fizzy drinks. It's not big.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Well, you know when you have the one too many. It's like, as my friend Jer says, you know, sometimes I have about 4 or 5 of them. But that's not what we're telling you to do.
Yeah, by the way, a lot of people are going on about the fact that it's really frosty around certain parts of the country this morning. I have to say, I didn't notice it this morning. I just escaped it.
Is this the first time ever that I've had frosty window and you haven't?
Yeah, literally didn't have to use any water, nothing on the roads.
Second time in my life I'd have a frosty window was this morning. And first time ever he's come out of the mountain, took off his abominable jacket and didn't have to do the windscreen.
Yeah, didn't have to do it. Like, there was no... It was grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something's going wrong. That must be the coronavirus, is it? On the windscreens.
Protecting us from frost.
It's not protecting me. It's not protecting me.
Yeah, but Danny, the chef, said it's the first time he's ever seen the little freeze symbol on in his car.
Yeah, I think it's only the second time this morning that I've ever had to do the...
You'd move back inland, but you haven't. You just moved from one coast to another.
The north coast is much colder, apparently.
You just moved from the south coast to the north coast.
I did indeed. You know me, I'm a coastal type.
Oh, dear. What else have we got? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Let me tell you about what's going on today.
We're too busy giving out to each other about horses and things.
Margaret in Fermoy, by the way, is saying that, you know the way I played you a little clip of Cleona Hagen?
Yes.
Earlier on, because it's her birthday. And played a little clip of her in yodeling with it. Margaret is asking us to play the full tune.
I would like to hear that again. It's been so long since we heard that. And it was a great bit of crack. Yeah. Come on. We can do that this morning, surely, because it was... Because why not?
Because why not? Yeah, maybe we will, Margaret. Maybe we'll bash that out as part of, you know, celebrating Cleona's birthday. I'm sure it matters to her. I'm sure Cleona's still a regular listener.
Do you listen to
PJ and Jim in the morning? Who?
Yeah, well, we don't give her the... We don't play her type of music, I suppose. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like, it's we play music that's got a bit happier most of the time. Rather, you know, country music's the most... It's
how
not
could you hear
music.
Any... How could anything be any more happy than that?
Because he always starts to your PJ.
It's like one of the happiest things ever. How could you say that?
Well, that's more sort of, you know... Alpine mountain-esque rather than just pure country, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm just saying that most country music is, you know.
Yeah.
My dog shot me in the leg and left me for a cat.
Yeah.
And coffee went cold and I sat on my hat. You know, it's kind of miserable. It's right. Generally miserable, isn't it?
Okay, well, look, I'll put it out there. I mean, we've got, what is it? It's less than 12 minutes to 7 o'clock. So I'll put it out there, right? Does anybody else want to hear that Cleona Hagen, PJ and Jim
Jeepers
collaboration?
Don't, why take the risk? You're doing a Kerry Dave. You're gambling again.
I just want to see if there's a demand from the audience. You know, it's all about giving them what they want, PJ. It's all about giving them what they want.
Well, what about what I want?
If I've learned anything in my many, many years in broadcasting, it's, for God's sake, don't say yes to things when there's comedians. No, it's always give them what they want.
Right. Well,
that's what it is. You want to hear our collaboration with Cleona Hagen, our yodel song again? I'll just put it out there.
Yes.
087-188-0008. I wasn't asking you.
Text yes to 087-188-0008.
And the rest will take care of itself. Rob Thomas and Santana. Of course, Santana getting all the credit. Rob Thomas doing the singy bits on Smooth here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday. We like to think about it as Friday's Eve. Touching distance of the weekend. And...
When will I be famous?
Yeah, maybe never.
Maybe never. Sometimes you don't need to be famous. Sometimes... You can just have somebody else be famous and you can bask in the reflected glory.
Listen, I learned a very valuable thing yesterday that I didn't know about.
Exactly.
So we were doing the show here and then Jim reads out a text message. What were we talking about? What sparked it?
I'll tell you what, we were doing something, right, about movies and Oscars
that
and things like that, right? And a cousin of PJ, this unbeknownst to PJ, right? Because like, it wouldn't be like PJ not to be familiar with every member of his extended family. But so this cousin WhatsApped in. It wasn't Caroline, was it?
It was Caroline.
Caroline. Right. WhatsApped in and said, and gave this explanation that PJ's aunt's brother, who was called Peter,
yeah, Sutton,
had won an Oscar for Star Wars. That's what it was. We were talking about Harrison
Ford.
For Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, right? And then just left it at that. Right, didn't tell us any more about it. And then, to be fair to Magic Mike, he went on the old Google machine, did what he does best, and hunted down the fact that the Peter in question was a guy called Peter Sutton, who was part of the sound team.
Sound crew, yeah.
There's about six of them, won an Oscar for The Empire Strikes Back, the sound on The Empire Strikes
Back. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an Oscar winner. That's what it means. That's how it works.
See what happened, as I say, you can bask in the reflected glory.
Hey, I'm an Oscar winner.
So one of PJ's uncles, extended, twice removed, fourth time lucky, got an Oscar.
Which is now mine.
Which
I would imagine.
Actually, where would that be?
I haven't a rash as where that would be.
Because that'd be worth a few quid, PJ. That's all I'm saying.
I'd say it would. But there you go. But it made us sort of get questioning. So we were like, you know, Jim, what of your famous relatives? And I think two of them were sent to Australia for murder or something like that.
Hang on a second now. After the story you told me yesterday.
Yeah, true.
Do you remember telling
that
story?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little bit of...
PJ actually did the research bit on that, who do you think you are? And they came back and went, oh God, I don't know if we could show that.
Yeah, it's a little bit... It's a little bit spicy now. Yes, I shouldn't be laughing.
I can't. I genuinely can't think of anybody in my family or extended family or previous relatives, generations, and I can't think of anybody who was famous.
I know, so but it does beg the question, because we've asked about meeting people and all that before. Is there any famous people in your family? Let us know.
Yeah.
Because it came as a terrible shock. Not a terrible shock. It came as a great shock to me yesterday.
Yeah.
To know there was an Oscar winner somewhere in the... Now, I know it's the extended family. There's no blood related. Whatever. Don't be getting all particular about it. I know you're all tooting in your cars. Right? I hear it. It's grand. We can all claim something every so often. But is there any sort of extended famous people in your family?
Yeah.
That, you know, every
even
so often...
Even if you have to sort of claim them by marriage or whatever.
Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever. Oh, we should stop focusing on the details here.
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, Mike, do you have any? Anybody? No?
No, I don't.
I can't think of anybody.
I had an uncle. I have an uncle that played with the Dubliners a couple of times. That's about as far as it gets.
As a session player or something,
yeah,
or whatever.
As a session player. That's
not bad. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. My Uncle Tom. Yeah.
Uncle Tom.
Yeah. Tom Hogan.
Tom Hogan playing with the banging it out there with the Dubliners.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's
Tom
it.
Hogan.
Yeah. He'd be ashamed of you and your avocado munchings. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is.
Him singing about important things.
Yeah, yeah.
And you there with your papaya. Yeah.
Singing like important things about like drinking cigarettes and everything.
Yeah. And there you are with your healthy papaya and all that. Unbelievable. Right, okay, so we're not doing great, myself and Mike. PJ has his distant... No, I'm joking. Has his
I
uncle.
I tried to take him off. His uncle. Not, is he an uncle? He's not really an uncle
so
either.
If anybody, right, if you got somebody in your family or extended family or even a couple of generations back that you can claim was generally famous, then you can let us know.
I love someone saying Mike's uncle was Hulk Hogan is the first text. And you have no idea
that would be amazing.
How fitting that actually does sound.
Oh, that would
you
be so good.
You have a similarity,
good.
Mike. You look a little, you've got a bit of Hulkster in you.
Really? Yeah. I've had that
really?
All my life, the
you've
Hulk
got a bit
Hogan
of skinny
thing.
Hulkster, like, you know
I
what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know
what where are you going with that?
Do you not think he's got a
bit of... I thought you were leading up to a slag or something.
Not at all. He looks like he
I
should
thought you
be.
Meant he, I thought you meant he was quickly receding or something.
Hey.
No, I think he'd look good with a balding mullet and a yellow t-shirt. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it would suit him.
You never know.
And a bandana, you know. I think it would just suit Mike down to the ground.
087.
Maybe you shave the back of your head off and give us a laugh and see if it's the similarity.
087-188-0008. Heaven is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 7 on this Thursday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Will I be famous? Right, that's what we're looking for. We want to know, in your family, right, yeah, your immediate family, your extended family, or whatever, your previous generations, is there somebody who is genuinely bona fide famous and done something amazing?
Yeah, looking for the big ones now.
Yeah.
And criminals count.
Tried to compete with PJ's distant uncle who won an Oscar for the sound on Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Still very impressive, isn't it?
It is very impressive.
All the same.
Like, I'll tell you something. Winning an Oscar, that's a very exclusive blooming club, to be fair to him.
Thank you, Jim.
You know? No, to him.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. I accept the thanks on, you know.
I'd like to accept the related glory on behalf of my Uncle Peter.
Thank you very much. He was not even I don't think he's really my uncle. But you know what I mean.
087-188-0008. Look at this. Danny the Chef's been on. Hi, lads. My mam was related to Christy Brown.
Oh, that's a pretty good one now.
And when we did our family history, Bram Stoker was also related.
Bram Stoker, that's an amazing one.
Isn't Danny the Chef? I don't know if I want to eat any of Danny's food now. Oh no, that's all right. Bram Stoker only invented Dracula, didn't he?
He invented it, yeah. He wrote about it. I'm mad into Bram Stoker. Loved the whole Bram Stoker thing, yeah.
You and Danny should get together and chat about it.
I went through the Dracula audiobook again there at Halloween. It's so good. And then there's that amazing story of Bram Stoker's house.
Wasn't that a great is it Netflix were shown? Were you going on to me about some sort of Dracula thing quite recent one
that was
really
BBC.
Good?
Oh, I haven't BBC, seen it yet. Right, okay. But the Bram Stoker house is the history behind that place is amazing. Harry Boland hiding the Russian crown jewels in there.
In the chimney.
It's amazing stuff.
All right, so did you find any? Did you find any? Have you been flicking through? Did you find anybody who's related to anybody's superstars?
Jeepers, they were coming to you so fast, I just said I'd leave that to you.
Lads, my father's distant relation was married to Kenneth Moore, the actor.
Kenneth Moore, which one is he now?
He was kind of proper. He was in like, used to be in those army movies and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he's one of those lads, isn't he? He's the guy. Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's give these blighters a good, a bloody good threshing. He's one of them lads, isn't he?
I think so.
I used to love those movies, you know, when even the Germans spoke with a posh English accent.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even get that. My godfather was Tony
Orlando's uncle. The godfather was Tony Orlando's uncle.
Who's Tony Orlando?
I don't know, Jim.
Right, okay.
I think he was a footballer
for
Mayo or something.
All right. Two members of my family are on that iconic picture of the men having their lunch on the Empire State Building.
That's a brilliant one. Imagine, like, one of the most iconic images that you'll ever see.
That's incredible.
And it's been tampered with and used and gets sold in cities all around the world. And you go, yeah, there's me uncle, Jerry. And that's him.
That's
Grandpa Tim or whoever. That's a deadly one.
I like the sound of that. What else have we got? Have you found anything else? Yeah, you're right. The trouble is they're all coming in and mixed in among them.
I know, they're getting their stuff.
It's all the Hitbit stuff as well. So you can't get a decent look. Jim Sheridan is me mam's second cousin. Sheridan. He of, once again, we're back to Christy Brown on my left foot.
That's right, yeah. Your mate, of course, yeah. He directed your mate.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So technically, we're probably...
Aren't you technically related to Daniel Day-Lewis? Like, you know what I mean?
By never having spoken to him or met him or whatever.
Like a proximity relationship.
Well, I'm based on your definition of family, we would be... We're very close, having never spoken to him and never met him.
Yeah, but you once sat over a packet of crisps from a distance from him, didn't you?
Yeah, he was at one end of a bar.
Yeah.
And he didn't speak to me. Spoke to Yvonne, didn't speak to me.
It was the funniest thing ever, because we were always slagging Jim for never having... He was the only person in his village that never met Daniel Day-Lewis. Everybody else did. And then sure enough, one night, there he is, there's Daniel Day-Lewis, walks into the local. And Jim is sitting on the other end of the bar. He took a sneaky picture and all. And Jim's missus wouldn't let him show it to us. Yeah. In case we made a show of him.
Yeah. It wasn't making a show of me. She didn't care about me. It was in case you made a show of Daniel Day.
We weren't allowed to share Jim's picture.
Yeah. It was gas. We had to go to the trouble of identifying him from his tattoos. That's how bad the photograph was.
So that to me, as far as I'm concerned, Jim, that makes you a relation.
That makes me related.
It's a neighbourly relative thing.
Right, look, I tell you what we're going to do with these. What we do whenever we've decided we're not able to do it ourselves, I'm going to hand it over to Magic Mike, let him scan through these and find any of the good sort of ones. If there's something really good, we might even hand out an ugly mug. But we can't keep up with them at the moment. And plus, they're all mixed in with the Hitbit people trying to have a go at that. But keep them coming. If there is somebody, if you think you can compete with RPJ, who has an Oscar-winning uncle, right... 087-188-0008. Europe, the final countdown here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. Is it the final countdown for the Hitbit? Are we going to get somebody scooping all of that cash? ClassicHits.ie, a good place to start. Before you let us know if you want to play. But if you do, 087-188-0008. Right, we're still on the... I tell you something, I spotted just over the last little while, I know Magic Mike has been formulating them, but I spotted some good ones. There's definitely some good little kind of connections out there. We're looking for your famous relations after we found out that PJ has an Oscar-winning uncle who, by the way, Caroline WhatsApped back in, right?
Yeah.
To say that he was far right. Now, I assume that means in the sense of the family, as opposed to, like, having far right views.
I get, like... How do you get far right in the family?
Oh, you know, she probably meant it was kind of like, you know, it was sort of a distant thing. I'll find it again. I'll find it again and you can ask her.
That's right. An unusual one. Yeah,
it's unusual to express it, all right. But anyway, right, listen, Magic Mike's been working on it, right, and he found a few belters, people who have famous relations.
Yeah.
Or even previous generations, perhaps.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people kind of saying we're supposedly kind of related to. There's no one actually saying my dad is or my, you know what I mean, my aunt is. But anyway, Amy says her mom's first cousin is Pam from Dallas.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Pam from Dallas.
Oh, amazing. She married Bobby and all. Do you remember? That was the big couple.
What was her name? Victoria Pam. Principal.
Yes.
Oh my God, I used to have such a crush on her when I was a kid.
Maybe there's a way in here.
Absolutely.
So,
hook me up.
Fergus says, I'm supposedly related somehow to Clint Eastwood.
Now that's mega cool.
I think, yeah. But to be fair, suitably vague.
Very vague, yeah.
Not much more vague than my own. I'll take it.
This one's a little more local. Brendan Gleeson is my dad's first cousin, Brian and Thurla says.
My dad's fair play. First cousin. Yeah. No, that's a pretty direct link, in fairness.
It is, yeah.
Brendan Gleeson. I can never think of Brendan Gleeson without feeling a bit of shame.
Should for abusing his dog.
I stood on his dog by accident.
This one I love because I remember this guy so well from Glenroe. My cousin was Blackie Connors.
Oh, Blackie Connors.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a famous name.
Do you remember Blackie Connors in the leather jacket in Glenroe?
Oh, I do. Yeah, and the hat.
And he had a brother in it as well. I can't remember his name. Claire says dad is distantly related to Pierce Brosnan.
Distantly is an interesting word to use.
Come on now. I think Mead is related to Pierce Brosnan, Eddie.
Yeah.
Although I don't know.
That'd be a good shout, though. I mean, that's proper Hollywood, if you're
it
like.
It is, yeah.
You know, if you've got a direct link there, that'd be...
He's apparently... I know someone that drove him around the place.
Right.
And says he was an absolute brilliant fella and tipped him with a very expensive watch.
Wow.
After driving him around, we should all get to know
Pierce Brosnan, if that's the case.
How are you, Pierce?
How are you doing, Pierce? Just always been a big fan.
Distantly related over here.
Best James Bond ever.
Apparently, me uncle three times removed did sound on your Bond or something.
Right, anybody else?
He did a very dodgy movie recently as well, didn't he?
Ah, yeah, he does a few of them, I think.
Did I spot somebody who's related to Dirty Den?
Yeah, so my wife is related to Dirty Den.
Your wife, Mike, says
Darren and Ashburn. So, his wife is related. Again, it's kind of vague, but to Dirty Den, that's his claim to fame.
Dirty Den, from EastEnders.
So, my favourite one I've read so far is someone that says, I've got my Michael O'Leary is a relation on my mother's side of the family. And Dennis O'Brien's a relation to my father's side of the family.
Oh my God.
And yet he says at the end, he goes, don't worry, I'm piss poor, he says.
Oh, now that's frustrating.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh my God.
So he's stuck in the middle of those
O'Leary one side, O'Brien the other, and you haven't got a pot.
And he has, he hasn't a pot. Maybe he's just walking around going, I mean, here's me. I mean, I haven't even got 10 million to rub together.
Someone else says that Roy Keane is their second cousin.
Pretty cool.
Oh, that's Roy Keane. Did you see him on the Late Late Show last week?
I did.
He's brilliant.
Yeah,
he came out
of it very well.
He's brilliant. He's
the
so
old
cool.
Softer side.
Yeah, he's very great with the young one and all. His face when the young fella said he wanted to play rugby was fantastic.
That young lad was great. He was on with Niall Boylan, actually.
I know. Yeah, he was very good. Yeah.
Somebody, did you decide on a mug winner? Is there anybody that float? Or are you still going to?
I'm still going to kind of go through them because I think I've missed a few of them. But I'm liking Blackie Connors. I'm liking Dirty Den. And maybe Clint Eastwood, but I'll tell you a winner later.
Right, cool, Abula. Right, so if you think you can top any of them, if you got a famous relation, right, the more direct the better, right? 087-188-0008. Could be an ugly mug on the way to you.
The more direct the better. Look at that. We're looking for Pierce Brosnan's dad and nothing else.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit, it's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €1,180 this morning. That's what we want to give you if you can just tell us what this is. That is the classic hiss bit. As the classic hiss. So it is. Janet Davis in Dublin is going to go first this morning. How are you getting on, Janet?
I'm grand. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Thanks very much.
Janet, just out of curiosity, anybody famous in your family? Is there any claim to fame among the Rellies?
No, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I've none either.
Yeah,
we can't all be like PJ with his Oscar-winning uncles and all.
I'm telling you. Can't all have be from, well, I'm not even from the lineage, but you know what I mean, at least claim association to a something, something, somewhere.
Right.
Right, Janet, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning. Have you any ideas?
I was thinking the Eurythmics, the Miracle of Love.
Miracle of Love. Right, ties in with the clue for sure.
Right then, let's go to Australia to find out if you're right or wrong.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sure, he's getting harsh, isn't he? Definitely getting harsh.
Janet, listen, thanks for having a go anyway. Don't give up and keep at us. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
See you, Janet. Take care. Right, Aoife's in Limerick. How are we getting on, Aoife?
I'm fine, hi.
How are you?
How are you, Aoife? How's it going?
Good.
What's your story today? What's your plan? Is it work, rest, or play for you?
Just rest.
Rest. I mean, taking it easy.
Yeah, just taking a day to yourself. You're dead right too. Like Jim was asking, have you got any famous people in your family, Aoife?
Well, I was thinking, you know what? I was thinking actually it must be something like Queen. And I thought like, well, Magic Mike.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually realise Mike was family of them, like Queen.
I'm not too sure what's going on.
Yeah.
But all I know is that
Eve... you're singing about him.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she is tying me into the clue, lad.
Yeah,
which is all anyone needs to know.
Yeah.
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind
right,
of
miraculous magic.
Right.
I get it, okay.
And I guess in some way she's also saying she's related to Magic Mike. And that's her famous person.
So, what's the official guess then?
Queen, it's a kind of magic.
Queen, right. It's a kind of magic. Right, okay.
Let's ask this guy.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, he used Andy Bad News.
Oh my God, it does sound a bit like Andy Bad News.
It does, isn't it?
It does. Right, listen, Aoife, have a fantastic day. Take care of yourself.
Yourself.
Thanks for having a go.
Yeah.
Cheers.
See you
bye now.
This
right.
is when PJ goes in to ask for a raise.
Oh, no.
It does sound like him.
I think it's a ringer for him.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Like him. There you go. I'll go in and ask him today then. Will I give everyone a laugh?
Yeah, the Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. Here are Classic Hits. It's almost 10 past date. It's Thursday, 27th of February. That's Friday's Eve as far as we're concerned. Getting closer to another weekend, folks. Also, somebody wants us to wish Jamie McMahon from Bearfield in County Clare a very happy 9th birthday today. It's going to be a good weekend for Jamie.
Happy birthday!
Celebrating his 9th birthday is his mum, Margaret, and his dad, Pat, were on. And apparently he loves the show. He's given us a few of his favourite songs. Love Answers and Go With The Quiz.
And
everybody seems to like having a go with the quiz. Kids in particular seem to love
having
quiz, a go
yeah.
with the quiz.
And, it's our birthday today too. Just want to stick that one out there.
Yeah,
we're 11
JP,
years old today.
JP texted in to say that Classic Hits was celebrating its 11th birthday today.
Congratulations.
I don't necessarily know why JP knows and nobody around here seems to know. But
all I know is I'm delighted for myself.
Well, I'd... For yourself.
Yeah,
so you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well
yeah.
done, you.
Anyway, am
listen.
I not a part of this machine? I ask you again.
Yes, you are. Anyway, Jamie McMahon, happy birthday to you. And speaking of the quiz, by the way, it's going to take 11 to win on the quiz. If you fancy having a bash of that, you can let us know if you want to play. In the meantime.
Oh, my God. Is there any noise in the world more annoying than that? I don't think there is. And that's not even Jim.
No, that's not me.
That's it. We couldn't play a Jim's one.
Yeah, it goes off the Richter scale.
Yeah, but it actually causes a tremor in Donegal. It's the most horrible noise in the world. And now...
There's a video to accompany that, by the way. I took that off YouTube. Somebody's literally outed their other half.
So horrible, man. I mean, seriously. How could you lie? What's that? Is that a fart?
That's... He's just turned over.
He's just slapping his chops.
He's turned over there. That was, wow.
It's unreal. The loud snore, and now new studies are saying loud snorers can actually damage the health, not just of themselves, because we all know that loud snorers, you know, it's a possibility you can blow the nose right off your face. But they've now, not only of themselves, but the person they share the bed with. So the person they share the bed with is now is at a genuine health risk.
Wow.
Because of someone else's snoring. How bad it is.
It's like a stress thing, is it? They're having to put up with it and everything, is it?
No, it rises your blood. It's a genuine rises your blood pressure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like here's how it works, right? So the Boffins in John Hopkins School of Medicine's over in the US in Baltimore.
Right.
You know, Baltimore, where they made that show The Wire. So it's amazing they could understand each other at all. That show The Wire. I don't want to go off on a different rant about something else. But jeez, I watched the entire first series of that and everyone's like, it's the greatest series you'll ever see in your life. It's amazing. And I couldn't understand a word of it. Not a word of it.
Right. Hey, dear man. Yep. Go see him around $45.
What? Do you understand this? Shh, I'm watching it.
Yeah, go sit on couch. Yeah. Go sit on couch, yeah. Go, that's what you're going to do, because you're going to set fire. You want to set fire? Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Think about that.
That sounds like a blooming good plot line to me.
I had not a rash. It's more annoying than the snoring, to be quite honest with you. But they figured this out.
Somebody thought we'd gotten into their bedroom there and recorded their husband.
Yeah.
The amount of people who were like, Oh my God, that sounds so familiar.
Well, listen now. Listen to what your husband is doing to you. So they've done this thing where they've realised that it can raise your blood pressure and be really, really bad for your health just listening to this. Here's how it works. People's blood pressure can rise when the staggered breathing caused by the condition sleep apnea causes cardiovascular stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
That leads to the body releasing more adrenaline, which causes the heart to beat faster and their blood pressure to surge. Now, that means that the snorer... this can occur in the snorer or the one posed listening to it. So the both of you are getting high blood pressure, right?
Right.
Because your lack of sleep means your body can't regulate stress hormones properly.
Yeah.
And your hot blood pressure spikes. So what happens is you both go to bed trying to have a rest and you both wake up and
need
you feel worse than you did when you went to bed in the first place, because one of you, because 100% of the relationship is getting blood pressure raised, because 50% of the relationship has decided to sit there. Well, not decided, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're sitting there blowing the head off themselves. They're more irritating than an entire box set of The Wire. That's what it's like. Impossible to bear.
Oh, so I assume they're not offering any solutions now. They're just saying, look, be careful. Although, in fairness, I suppose it does give you the option to say, look, I'm going to sleep in the other room. Sorry.
Yeah.
Correction. I'm going to sleep in a different city for medical reasons.
This brings me back to my original point I made at Valentine's Day. The real housing crisis in this country is making people live with their other half.
Yeah.
If we could all afford to live across the road from each other, we'd all be a lot happier.
Yeah. So we need to not only build more houses to make it enough, we need to build double that amount again.
And you'd still be texting them going, will you shut up across the road? Jeez, I can hear you.
Hoodie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Few people taking exception to the idea that we're singling out husbands as being the culprits of the snoring. People pointing out that in their case, it's the wives that do the heavy snoring.
Right, well, okay, I would say that might be the minority, but yes, indeed, let's take it up by where you're left off.
Who knows?
Anyone who's sounding like a chainsaw in the bedroom deserves a good stern talking to. Like we said, 100% of the relationship is getting bad blood pressure because 50% of the relationship is banging out the buzzsaw.
That's a shocker.
Doesn't matter, you're dead right, whether it's a man or a woman.
Yeah, sorry, I was just looking to see, there was a shout out for somebody today who was celebrating their birthday. It was the 21st, I think, but I've lost it now. Anyway, in the meantime, Ruth is on, apparently she's 41 today.
Happy very birthday.
And she'd like us to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday,
happy
Ruth.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
We're all about the birthdays today. Well, I'm all about the birthdays anyway. Did I tell you now it's nearly my birthday? It's only in April, so I think we should start talking about it.
Oh, right.
I think it's nearly time to start talking about that.
Well, okay, yeah, we'll do that in a minute. But listen, I got some traffic news as well that came from Air Debbie. You know Air Debbie?
In Limerick.
Yeah, Air Debbie. And but she sent us a voice message, but the trouble is she didn't send it on the main machine. She sent it on my phone. So I'm going to have to...
Do your jiggery pokery there. Stick it up to the thing.
Hey, Jim. It's only Debbie. I'm on my way to Tipperary, and I came off the motorway. I'm on the Tipperary Road, and the traffic on the N24 from Tipperary Road into Limerick is mental. It's probably a mile and a half long. There's nothing happened. There's no accident because I came that way, but it's the whole way back to nearly Boher, from Boher right into Limerick. It's tailback, it's mental. I just heard Tara say on the news that Limerick's traffic was all right, and I said, I'll just let you know. Alrighty. Have a nice day.
There you go.
That was it. She went on a bit, but we got the picture. Thank you, Debbie.
I know. To be honest, I just wanted to play that because I know that she'll hate the fact of hearing herself
on
the radio.
And I will say, you're a sucker for the detail, Debbie. You're a sucker for the detail. I'm sure there was a way to summarise that a little bit later, but no, I'm not going to criticise. Thank you very much for your very, 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 very well-informed traffic report.
Yeah, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Couple of people to say hi to. Actually, we've got a couple of more happy birthdays. Lads, could you say a big happy birthday to my wife, Lisa? Check this out. She had you lads last year at her hotel, Shoreline in Donabate.
Oh, that was a great spot. Mm. Yeah, we had a great day out there.
You did the show live from there.
We sure did, yeah. We ate our faces off as well, if I remember rightly.
It's her first birthday as a married woman. Both listen to the show every day. Thanks, lads. No problem at all. Lisa, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I remember talking to her and her telling us she was getting married in the Shoreline when we were there on the day.
Lovely,
I remember
spot the very
well. So, and look, would you look at the...
We were out doing our Titanic pictures, weren't
that's
we? Standing
right.
on the veranda, out on the... What do you call patio thing?
Yeah, yeah. That was a great day. Yeah, well, delighted
watching
for you
the
now.
Sunrise. PJ and myself were
hand in hand.
You had to go too far, didn't you?
Well, I try to. I do try to. Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Happy birthday to Lisa. Also, there's another happy birthday in. I think it's Keisha. Hang on a second. C-E-I-S-A.
Keisha, no. I'd say.
Would
yeah.
You say Keisha.
Keisha. Yeah.
She's in Newcastle West today, so listen, happy birthday to you. Also, great reaction to Debbie.
Yes,
and her
is.
Message.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
A lot of people saying she should try driving that route every morning. Apparently it's always the same. And there was right. also somebody who said we should have a new feature called The Lowdown with Debbie.
The low we should do, where she goes to some random road and gives us a way too detailed explanation about what's happening on that 1 mile stretch of road that she happens to be on every morning.
Absolutely.
I mean, it sounds like an incredible feature to me.
Yeah. New radio segment, The Lowdown with Debbie.
The Lowdown
is what
with
it
Debbie.
Says.
Today, Debbie is on a corner in Loud. Let's find out how she's getting on. It'd be great. I'd be totally into that.
Oh, right. Okay, now, I'm at a bit of a loss here because we were kind of hoping to get to chat to somebody, but I don't know if it was possible. I'm going to check in with Magic Mike just to see, did our plans come to fruition?
No, I was blank. I was blanked, unfortunately.
Well, you blanked.
Now, I'm going to put it down to Cleona Hagen not being up yet because maybe she, you know, she
well,
gigs.
Well,
she
does gig and stuff. Yeah,
she's a show person, so she's in. I imagine she's fast asleep.
I'd say so, or else ignoring us, which is kind of understandable.
That's perfectly understandable on her behalf. Anyway, listen, the reason we were hoping to talk to Cleona Hagen is because it's her birthday today.
Her birthday today. What is she, 31? I think
it was
31, you said.
Hang on a second, let me just check my filing cabinet.
I'm pretty sure it was 31. I guessed 33. So I insulted the woman.
You were
I didn't
right,
mean
yeah,
to do
31.
It. 31 today. Happy birthday, Cleona Hagen. But it made us remember when she came in and taught us both how to yodel.
That's right.
And it was a great bit of crack. I mean, we did have good fun.
Now, we did. I do apologise in advance for inflicting this on people, but we did actually put it to the nation whether or not they did want to hear it again. And I'm sorry for those of you who wouldn't have agreed, but the nation decided, yes, they did. That was her doing that there. That wasn't me, right?
Was that you, PJ?
Yes.
There's a cowboy that I know rides a little rodeo. He's a fill that I'm fond of so. Oh, I love him and he loves me, and that's the way it ought to be. But he drives me crazy when we're making love. 'Cause he always starts to your PJ.
That was blooming good.
And when he led me down the aisle, that was such a pretty smile. My cowboy, he wore a bearskin suit. Well, the parson said, do you promise always to be true? My cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. Ready, Jim? Then he started to yodel.
Yodel, 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 yodel.
Actually amazed.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Is there any more yodeling to be done?
Damn straight there is. Yeah, hold on. We go together the next time.
Oh, no.
And when he led me down the aisle, that was such a pretty smile. And my cowboy, you were bench can shoot. Well, the parson said, do you promise always to be true? And my cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. He's going, he's going. Then he started to yodel. PJ. Okay, let's try faster. 2, 3, 4. The music, are you ready?
Oh my god!
1, 2, 3, 4. Hallelujah.
jeepers, I'm gone.
Oh my God.
Hey!
Wow. There you go. That was the fantastic Cleona Hagen celebrating her birthday today. And that was when we launched her career. That was when we unveiled her to the world.
Do you know that has nearly 100,000 hits
on
Facebook?
I know, it's mental, isn't it?
Unreal.
Yeah. I never realised until now.
I'm as exhausted now as I was then.
I tell you, I haven't listened to it now. I never realised. It actually sounds like you're going, little old lady, little old, little old, little old tea.
Isn't that what you're sorry? Was that not like a tip?
Little old lady?
If you had to say, if you had to yodel, yeah.
Well,
it's better than earlier on. You said that I was singing "Biscuit with me tea." Can I get a biscuit with me tea?
Me feet are killing me. Can I have a biscuit with me tea? Oh, jeepers.
Right, so there you go. In honour of, I'm not sure she'd consider it an honour.
I don't know. Yeah, just to bring it in, now that their career has moved on to such successful mounts, we'd like to remind you that you did that.
Yes, you do have friends in low places.
You do indeed, yeah. You're
Happy birthday,
Cleona. Back when you were as interesting as a phone report from Debbie in Limerick.
Breakfast table quiz on the way.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets some more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Right, only a couple of more opportunities to play for this. A couple of opportunities to beat the top score, which at the moment stands at 13, but well worth having a go to beat that, because it is a belting prize this week. There's a lot in this. We're sending you off to the fabulous New Park Hotel Kilkenny. Let their family look after yours. It's a two-night midweek break for the two of you. You get to stay in a luxurious suite with a hot tub on your own private balcony. How often are you going to get a chance to do that?
Oh, to be fair. That's the sort of stuff that really floats my boat now.
How often are we going? I mean, obviously you, being a celebrity, get that sort of treatment everywhere you go. Every time you go home.
I'll tell you, me ma's running me bath right now, yeah.
There's something vaguely true about that. Anyway, right, so hot tub on your own private balcony. Dinner for the two of you in the fabulous Gulliver's Restaurant on one of the evenings. PJ's absolute favourite, afternoon tea.
Ah, the best ever.
On one of your afternoons. And any 30-minute treatment each in Escape Health Club and Spa. If you want to check out all of this kind of stuff, newparkhotelkilkenny.com is the website.
Can't beat it. Now, we do have a bit of a mountain to climb. 13, lucky 13 was the score that was taken yesterday. So 14 or more is what Ross Jones, who's in Dublin, is going to need. How are you, Ross?
How are you?
Not so bad at all, Ross. How are you getting on?
I'm getting on ground. Yourself?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Now, we've a bit of a mountain to climb here. How are you feeling about it?
Feeling okay.
Good stuff.
Do you play along normally, Ross, yeah?
I play along. I was playing along yesterday in the days of, I got most of them right, but the Euros and Clinton ones, it could have got 14 if you had got me yesterday.
Good stuff.
Right,
now
this could be a good competition now, PJ. This could be a good one.
I'm hoping you're the Tyson Fury of quiz questions, Ross.
Okay, listen, Ross, the very best of luck to you. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
In what decade did the Beano comic first appear? The 30s or the 60s?
The 60s.
It was the 30s. Which American talk show host has a production company called Harpo?
Oprah Winfrey.
What is the real first name of rap star P. Diddy?
Sean Combs.
Yeah, which TV comedian was famous for wearing a fez and performed flawed magic tricks?
Tommy Cooper.
What is the name of Bobby Charlton's famous footballing brother?
Jack Charlton.
Graceland was the home of what American singer?
Elvis Presley.
Which pop group had a hit in 1982 with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Culture Club.
The archenemy of Robin Hood was the sheriff of where?
Nottingham.
What is the first name of the wife of President John F. Kennedy?
Jackie.
Chat show host Jerry Springer was born in what city?
Pass.
London. What relation is a woman to her brother's wife?
Pass.
Sister-in-law. What is the 10th month of the year?
October.
In the Christmas song, how many swans are swimming did my true love give to me?
Pass.
Which two colours are traditionally found in a barbershop pole?
Red and white.
Yeah, that's it.
Red and white.
I tell you,
right.
You got a couple of tricky ones there, but you were flying. When the goal was good, you were really flying.
Because the trouble is, when you have to work out that you know, woman to a brother's.
I know,
wife,
there's nobody would know that. Just,
it takes too long.
You have to take a few seconds, unfortunately.
Right, but it was still a decent score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the same. You made it into double figures.
So you got winning score of the last 3 weeks. Mm. It's just the week that's in it, Ross. Yeah, I know, that's a bit jammy, isn't it?
There was a couple of sticky ones in there as well. But anyway, listen, Ross, it was a brave effort. Thanks a million for playing, man.
No worries.
Cheers. Have a good day, Ross. Take care.
See you, Ross. Take care. Have a good one.
U2's Angel of Harlem, some guaranteed Irish hero classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday. Friday's Eve. We're nearly there. We're nearly there. The working week is nearly over. But of course, for some, there might be some out there who nothing to do with it. You know, working week means nothing to them because they're still actively looking for a job. They might actually be looking to get into work, okay? They might be going through the whole CV and applications and all of that sort of stuff. Online stuff is a big thing now, online CVs and online applications and filling in stuff and all that. And if you're lucky enough to get to the interview stage... Oh, we've lost PJ again. He fell over. He keeps falling over. I think he goes on the sherry very early doors. Always drink responsibly, kids.
I try to,
yeah. And don't go for sherry.
And I don't drink sherry. It's a nagging in a glove box.
Oh my God.
I don't do that either.
That doesn't happen. Mr. BAI, if you're listening, always drink responsibly, especially you. I've seen you at parties. No, seriously. Yeah. Always drink responsibly.
Preferably not at all.
Not
especially
at all.
Especially before 10 o'clock and more.
Ever.
But there is. So you're going for your job interview. And of course, job interviews are nerve-wracking experiences at the best of time.
Mm.
You may even be tempted to hide a nagging in the glove box. Please don't do that.
No.
Please don't do that. But experts have got together and they've shared what they think are the 5 words you should absolutely, under no circumstances, use while you're doing a job interview.
Okay, so this is very important.
Because let's face it, we all go into cliches and stuff and we all say what we think we're supposed to say and it's hard, you know.
Well, I mean,
something original.
At the end of the day, sorry, that was meant to be a subtle joke.
Oh yeah, I didn't even get it. It's not on it. Believe it or not, that's not on it.
Oh, no, it's just doing the old cliche. But it doesn't matter. Move on, do your own thing.
No, I'm with you. It just took me a while. Don't forget.
You get there in the end.
Yeah. When I haven't been at the glove box.
That was another cliche.
Oh, it is as well. Yeah. Sorry, Jim.
These are all just too subtle, aren't they?
Yeah. I prefer the more popular ones, like a Rolling Stone gathers no is like worth two and a half. Isn't that it?
That's exactly it. Yeah. You can lead a horse to a pencil, but you can't lead a.
You can't make him think.
That's it.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's very
But here's
close.
The ones you shouldn't use. So the word obviously, never say obviously. So instead of saying obviously, then say list your achievements and your accomplishments without the qualifying word. So instead of someone saying, so what have you done? Well, obviously I've been to school and obviously I had another job that I had before this job and obviously I want to get out of it. Instead of saying those things, just drop the word obviously. So, well, I've been to school, I've done this, I've had this job that gave me this experience and this. Apparently, there's something apparently irritating about hearing the word obviously from a load of candidates.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
no,
so
that's
obviously,
not bad advice,
scratch,
actually.
Yeah, no, that's good.
When
that's
you think
good.
About it, like, you never need to say the word obviously.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? If that's the one, trust him to find literally the one time. We, so they say, don't say we. If you find yourself saying
go
we
before
a lot,
you go in. They say that all the time. Go before you go in.
Yeah, mind you, that'd be me all over, yeah. Okay, is there anything you'd like to ask us? Can I go for the wee, please? Of course, go to the wee.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Well, they mean wee as in just the W-E, not the extra E on it.
Do people use the royal wee? Hardly.
No, what do you mean the royal wee?
You know, is that what you're talking about? Well, like, if you're there on your own, why would you use the word wee?
Well, because... I don't know, I suppose they say in your previous job, would you be doing something like this? And you go, well... We would do a lot of,
right.
I suppose we used to export into things. You go, so you're just talking about your own personal role.
Yeah, it's like you're taking the acclaim of other people's achievements.
Well, no, if I was going for a job interview. Yeah, well, exactly. If I was going for a job interview and they say, well, you know, what did you do in your last job? Well, I'd say, well, Jim and Mike would do this and Jim and Mike would do that and Jim and Mike would do this and Jim and Mike would then do the thing. And then what would you be doing? I'd say... Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, we went for coffee, like, you know.
We went for coffee. And on the tour, you know what I mean? And we would pay for it collectively, which I still feel hard to
do. But
I mean,
you'd be allowed, say, surely if you were going for an interview and you were talking, not that you'd ever go for an interview, obviously you'd be headhunted because you're so talented. But
he knows how to find us. He can rub salt, this lad. He knows how to rub salt.
But surely you'd be entitled to say, we won an award. Like, if you allowed to use it in that context.
You're a... No, he's such... Knowing what? That his name is the only name
it's
on the award. That's what he's doing,
I'm talking about the show ones.
That's what he's doing.
I'm
he knows
I'm
the award.
I'm talking about the show ones.
As Jim stands up written on it.
I don't... You not know the show that. Ones don't.
No, they don't, no.
The show say... They just say best... thing that ever happened on the radio ever.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I'm going to be going at them with a marker later on. I'm writing P and J on both of them. One each is what's going to happen there. Don't say the word workaholic, they say. Instead of going for those cliched words, you should sort of look for words that illustrate how you handle something and follow the STAR technique, right?
Okay.
So, you know, the situation, task, action and result. That's apparently what they mean. So, you know, instead of saying, well, oh, sure, I'm flat out. Absolute workaholic, mate. Non-stop. Yeah. Flat drama. 24 out of your minutes. No, so I go in, I go for it. Boom, boom. If you ask anyone I work with, they say, boom. That's what they say. Boom, he goes for it. No, you're not saying anything.
No.
So, you know, describe, you know, how you attack
your
day.
Like those people who say, you know, when you get asked, what would you describe as maybe some of your faults? And they go, well, one of my faults is like, I'm a perfectionist. I never give up until it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I hold myself
if
so accountable.
If anything, I probably work a little too hard.
No,
you don't!
Yeah, you just... I mean, I'm probably a little too hungry, you know. Yeah, I'm absolute perfectionist. Yeah, get out of it. When you say something like, I love a challenge, apparently it doesn't go down that well either. The word challenge, I don't know why. He explained it... Well, here it is. He explained it's rarely followed up with a good explanation of what challenges... that they have met. Do you know what I mean? So I'll be like, so what can happen is you go, I love a challenge, you know, what do you want if we could work here? Because I'd love a challenge. I want a new challenge. And they go, right, what challenge, like, what about this would be the challenge? You like,
well, because, I'd have to get a different bus.
Yeah. It's an hour's drive as opposed to the 40 minutes I'm doing now. And I want to see if I can make it in. I don't know if I can make it in.
In PJ's case, that'd be, I want to see if I can go a full hour without a wee. Oh, sorry, I'm not saying wee. I wasn't supposed to say wee in the interview.
Yeah, sorry, I meant to piss.
Yeah. Obviously, I never meant to say wee.
Oh, God. And the last thing to say is motivated by change. If you do love change, then it's important to make sure your story is consistent through the interview. Do you know that way? So there's no point in you saying, I'm totally motivated by change. I want to be here because I'm motivated by change and change. And then, right, what did you do previously? I've worked 35 years in the same position and now I'm being made redundant. You're not motivated by change. Go in and say that you want to do something steady and be reliable and whatever. Don't go in. If your history shows you're not motivated by change, then don't be getting yourself into a hole.
It'd be great if somebody went in and said, I love a challenge. I mean, you always, always enjoyed the challenges that we were presented with. And, all right, okay, for example, we had the challenge to do this and achieve that. And how did that work out? Oh, I've no idea. We never did it.
Yeah, we never pulled any of it off. Like, it was, they all failed.
Yeah.
But that's not to say.
I mean, I used to enjoy the challenge of trying to, and of course, never did it in the end.
And listen, I never learned from my mistakes. I kept going and going.
Yeah.
And I've never learned. And here I am again, in front of you.
Absolutely. I mean, as the great George W. said, fool me once, shame and all.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, shame on him.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Shame on him for only giving up after the third time.
Still look forward to a challenge, you know. I'm challenged with how to get out of this interview now.
Well, yeah, I'm personally challenged.